EVA time 5 hours, 16 minutes.
Yep, sir. Hold a little bit. I don't know where we stand on time. Yeah, we've been out about 5 hours and 20 minutes or so. Where are we headed now that we're moving? That's a firm. Well, I'm trying to get around bring it on a block deal here, and then I'll head back to the southwest. Are we going to Sherlock at all, Bob?
No, we're going to be guest deal.
No, no, no.
And a reminder, Jack, we can get lots of photos. We've got lots of film left right now.
Okay.
And 17, Gene, I guess you're the one who took the SEP out. If you could give me, do you remember the reading of the SEP temperature when you broke it down?
Didn't even look, Bob.
Okay, copy that.
It was 125 when we started the station.
Roger. Copy that.
That can't be there, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's not unlike Mansur, though. So. You know, that looks like a battling. Hopefully we can get a... Watch your rod. There you go. We can get a shot looking back to the northwest.
Yeah,
I get that one. I get, see, because it looks like the mantle... Greens over the side from the southwest. Swing it right, get up a little closer to the room there. Now, here's a couple fragments of spots.
Look at that.
See that?
Yeah.
See that structure? See how the,
yep.
See how the mantle greens over?
Yep.
From the northwest. Can you get that?
Yeah.
And from the southwest.
Got it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going. Good shape. Got it.
Station 10 has been eliminated. The crew will head back toward the LAM.
Bob, what I'm looking at is the northwest portion of Gatsby, where there's a very, very concentrated block field on the inner wall, except where there are in the southwest three streams, and on the northwest and north a continuous stream, if you will, a band, radio band of mantle that is there, appears to be burying that field, overlying it and mantling the field. We got some pretty good pictures of it, I think.
Okay, copy that. Distance to the LAM, 2.2 kilometers, estimated driving time, 19 minutes.
One possibility, I guess, is that if it's a pyroclastic mantle, then in the lunar vacuum environment, and with what other volatiles we're dealing with, the stuff becomes extremely fine upon acidulation. We may have been on it all the time and not known it, as far as recognizing it. As soon as we come through the draw, smooth or free of any debris or boulders, it is on the other side of the upslope.
Yep.
Watch it. Yep. Bob, do we have an extra EP?
No, we have two of them behind you. We're going to deploy. We're going to deploy one. I'll give you a reading soon on that.
Yep. Okay, well, one I deploy at the end, I know. I thought we had an extra one here.
Okay,
somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay, that's not
yeah,
extra.
Yeah,
it's one we've been planning on deploying all along, and it's there. We'll be deploying it at a range of 0.1, which is just before you get to the SEP.
Okay. Yeah, I got the Sherlock's going right over the top over here. I thought we were on that other ridge. Hey, now there's a lot of bad landing places around here. That little sun angle, I think, shows most of them up. Bob?
Gino, we're looking at the map here, and if you keep going straight to the limb, you're probably going to run into this crater area around San Luis Rey. You probably ought to head somewhat south of directly back to the limb so we can at least hit the western edge of Sherlock and then pick it up and go from there back to the SEP. It looks like it might be rather rough there in that dotted lined area, if you can look at the back side of your map, Jack.
Bob, I've already been doing it. I'm at 244.1.7.
Copy that. Thank
already
you.
Been doing that.
Okay.
And Bob, about 200 meters back, we crossed back into our standard mantle surface of about 1% fragment cover.
Okay, 200 meters
out
back.
Out of this,
okay,
the block field, which... I can see the limb. Yeah, I can see the limb, and there's Sherlock, where those blocks are. Yeah, that's the block field, the Sherlock block field, that's right. That is the block field. The big one there.
Yep.
Old Station 10. I might even call it 10 Alpha in honor of the Apollo program office. The,
10 Bravo.
Apollo spacecraft program office. Oh, that's right. 10 Bravo. I knew I'd never get that straight.
Do those blocks look like that?
Okay,
do
you think we're going, Jack, without looking? I think we're going about 18 places. And you're just about right. Seems like the first time we've been able to go downhill. Not really. Oh, close to this big block if you can.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll try to get a reading on what it is. Pictures of it as we come up to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big one. That's it. Big point. Looks like our old friend, the subfloor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ventricular subfloor. Ventricles are about centimeter maximum size. They look like they're fairly evenly shorted. And the rocket itself seem to be massive. 250.1.4.
250.1.4.
Okay, we're back into about a 5% rock cover as we cross the edge of the Sherlock block field. That's Sherlock over that rim over there.
Yeah.
Once again, all these subfloor blocks look as if they're buried now. Not mantle necessarily, except maybe that one. That, can you swing right just a tad? That one's got the mantle blowing up on it, and it's
got
its fractures and everything.
That's the best example of that.
Got a picture of that?
I got it.
What?
Got it? Okay, all those blocks look like
the
same subfloor gap, though.
Mantle. Watch it. Yes, everything in here so far is the tan gray subfloor gabbro that I've seen. I haven't. Oh, there's one over there that's the blue gray. But blue gray is not abundant.
Okay, copy that. And 17, if you get any closer, we're going to want a LRV sample at 1.1 on the range.
Okay. What are we now?
1.2.
Okay, we'll try to get block and soil.
That'd be good.
There's a fresh little pit.